That's why the Mishnah says that you have to burn both of them, because it's a suffix, which one is us and which one is not, and the one that's heter, you're supposed to eat it. So Gemara, you should have eaten it. So Gemara says, the Avaraya, he's still Mesupik Reb Yehuda. The Mifshep Shita, because there's one side of the Gemara, who know. Reb Yehuda means to say he knows for sure what's doing. He meant to say Mifshep Poshit, that what, that only the right one is Osir, and the left one is Mutter. Or Bezoit, Hahi De Tera Nichlei. It's against Shreya Mishnah then. If we know for sure, the right one is awesome. So the right kid on us, you don't have to burn. There was no mitzvah to eat it. All you have to do is just throw it away. The left one, we know for sure that's mutter. Go and eat it. Why didn't you eat it? Lomalais right, what do you have to burn it for? So L'churub, we're saying Napshan now Mishnah is that you have to burn both Gidim. L'churub Pshat is because you have a suffix, which one is mutter, which one is awesome. So me suffix, you have to burn both of them. Mer says no. Omravika bar Chinuno. I tell you really, Reb Yehuda Shita is, he's poshut. He knows clearly that the right thigh, that Gid Anosher is Osir. The left thigh, that's the Gid Anosher, that's Mutter. Now really, you're supposed to eat the left side. Now the Gid Anosher from the left side. Now you know what happened here? Tegoyin Shehukru, at first when they took out the both Gidim, you knew this one was the right one, this one was the left one, it was Mutter Tidit. Ulev Sarfnes Arvu, the Mishnah is talking about later, both Gidim, both veins got mixed up together. So now that both got mixed up together, you're not allowed to eat either one of them. Because either one of them is a suffix, maybe it's usher. So Lamaisa, you can't eat either one of them. Now that you didn't eat either one of them, tomorrow morning, or Cholomoid, you have to burn one of them. Because the one that really was mutatit, there was a mitzvah titit, and you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore it's Torin Sreifim. Which one, we don't know. Therefore, Menas Suffix, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That now, Menas Suffix, you have to burn both of them. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. That is Gid Anosha, the Gid Anosha of a Korban Pesach, in a case where they got mixed up, you're going to have to burn both of them. Rav Ashi Yomar, Lo Nitzcha Elo Lishumna, the Gid Anosha. I tell you, no, the Din of Amish is talking about not the Gid itself, but the fat around this vein. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisam. Shumnoi, really the fat around this vein, the Gid Anosha, Mutter. Midiraisa, you're allowed to eat it. So Midiraisa, the Eschal, the Mitzvah, Esseit, eat it. And you believe it over, really it's nicer. Aber wie Yisrael kedoshimim, Klai Yisrael, since they're Kaddish, they will makabal a chumra upon themselves, v'noigim bo yisr. That means midirabonan, they hold now you're not allowed to eat this fat. The fat around the Giranosh is also awesome midirabonan. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Midirabonan, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, every shuman shall get is left over. But still, the next morning, Cholomoid, you have to burn it. Because midiraisa, it's called nicer. Midiraisa, there was a mitzvah to eat it. So therefore, now you have to burn it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Ravina, Wam Ravina says, Bechitzon. The Mishnah is talking about the outside vein. It's by the Gid Anosha, the Gemara Chulin says, there are two veins there. There's an inner vein right near the bone, and there's an outer vein a little bit outside of it. So our Mishnah is talking about the Chitzon, the outer vein. Okay, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, the Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Beis Gidin Hain. There are two types of veins that go through that part. Penimi, there's the inner one, Hasomachli Etzem, the inner one that's right near the bone. That Takir is also, that's also Midiraisa, V'chayav HaMolub. If you eat it, you get Malkus. That's the real Gid Anosha Terasid. Chitzoin, that's the outer vein, Hasomachli Bosar. That's not near the meat, bone, but it's near the meat. Is Osir, it's only Yosim Midirabonim, V'yein Chayav HaMolub. If you eat it, there's no Midiraisa. So here, the Mishnah is saying a Kiddush. Even though you're not allowed to eat it with the Rabbonin, but I call upon it with the Raisa, you are allowed to eat it. So with the Raisa, it's Chal Neisar on this outside vein. Therefore, when it comes the first morning of Chol HaMoed, you have to burn the outside vein of the Gid Anosha. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Chal Tezayin, if the first day Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to burn the Neisar on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday to burn it the second day Chol HaMoed. And then, normal, even though Neisr takes place Pesach in the morning, the mitzvah is Titakor and Pesach at night, Leil Pesach, comes next morning, it's Chal Neisr, really should burn it right then. The Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Yamai, why can't I burn this Neisr Pesach in the morning? Right away in the morning, any meat I have left over, let's take it and burn it. Neisr Essay, there's a mitzvah essay to burn this meat, it's Neisr. For Yitzchel Eisr say, there's only a lav not to do a malach on Yom Tov. Doing malachas on Yom Tov is only a pure loisase. That's the avimina. So we have a klal, esse doich a loisase. So to burn this meat of kachim, there's a mitzvah esse. So why can't I burn it on Yom Tov?
I did a lav involved. Say yes, a bechalaisa say. So Omar Chizki, Chizki answers, V'chein tonen de bechizki. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Loi say siru memenu ad boiker. Don't leave it over till the morning. Then the Pasuk says another time, V'yanoisi memenu ad boiker. If you left it over till the morning, based his rifle, you should burn it. The question is, why did the Pasuk say a second time boiker? It already said, Loi say siru memenu ad boiker. So Joshua said, V'yanoisi is based his rifle. Why does it say again, V'yanoisi memenu ad boiker? Shane Tamu Leimer Ad Boiker. Shouldn't have said a second time Ad Boiker. Not Tamu Leimer Ad Boiker. Why does it say Ad Boiker? Is Litin Leib Boiker Shane Lisrei Fosay. A Chiddush HaKroah to tell us that you're not allowed to burn it the first morning. The first morning is Chag HaPesach on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it. Even though usually we say Esad Echaloysa say, here the Torah says no. Don't burn it today, it's not so important. Wait till tomorrow, the first day Chalamoid, and burn it then. Abaye Yom Rabbi says another Torah. Omar Kroah the Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai. You're allowed to burn on Shabbos only the korban of Shabbos. Who are then on Yom Tov only the korban of Yom Tov that there's a chayiv to bring today. The loy oilas chayil b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to burn a weekday korban, a korban that you brought on Friday. If you do not burn the fats, the emurim, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Shabbos. Who are then the loy oilas chayil b'Yom Tov. If you have a korban like here, the korban Pesach, which is brought on Erev Pesach, it's called the korban shachayil. If you have the meat left over to Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Exeret HaKosev. You're not allowed to burn a korban of choyol on Yom Tov. Right? Rav Amram says, not a teretz. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Hu levado yos lechem. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do moloches, tzorech oichol nefesh, with Ashen, Hu levado. Things you need for yourself, yos lechem, you're allowed to do for yourself. With Ashen, Hu, v'loy machshira. Only what you need, the actual oichol nefesh, you're allowed to cook food itself, that's mutter on Yom Tov. Mashaykin machshirin, the preparation for food, that's not mutter on Yom Tov. The Rashi says, Hayecholim liyosef mabod yoyin. Something that you could have done before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. The Moshe, if you don't have a knife, you're not allowed to go make a knife on Yom Tov, since you should have made the knife on Erev Yom Tov. Even though you want the knife now to cut the meat, that's called a machshir. It's something you could have done yesterday, you're not allowed to make the knife on Yom Tov. You're only allowed to make the food itself, cooking the food, that's mutter. That's one drosha. Who you're only allowed to do for eichel nefesh for food you need itself for lei machshirim, not something to make the food edible. Levadoi, what does the pasuk say? Who levadoi for lei milush lei bezmana? It's an extra pasuk to say you're not allowed to make a milush lei bezmana. Let's say somebody was born on a Tuesday and it came the eighth day and he was sick, so he couldn't make the bris bezmana. Now the next week comes Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a bris lei bezmana on Yom Tov, even though really in Svarah I should say it's mutter. Because making a bris is again a mitzvah saseh. What's wrong to do it on Yom Tov? There's a loy saseh involved, not to do malacha. I should say, yes, a deich loy saseh. Still we say no, that's the gzeras hakosiv. Hu levadoi. Only things that you need for Yom Tov are you allowed to do on Yom Tov. Mashenke, to make the bris milah, you don't have to do it today. It's not a bris bezman, it's not the eighth day today. It's already after the eighth day. So just like you do it today, you can do it tomorrow. So since it's not something that has to be done today, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, from here we learn out for sure, meat that became nicer. There's no mitzvah badafka to burn it today. True, there's a mitzvah sase to do it. But if you do it tomorrow, it's the exact same mitzvah sase. So it's a smart to say, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. As when do we say you're allowed to do these mitzvahs? It's only something that you're supposed to do today. But shenke the mitzvah you could do tomorrow, you would not say yes or they're going to say. You could wait till tomorrow, burn it tomorrow. Therefore, we learn out from this pasuk, you're not allowed to burn kochim on Yom Tov. And Rav Ashi says, Oma, the pasuk says, Shabbosin, there's an Indian to rest on Yom Tov. So we dashin, Shabbosin, the Yom Tov esayu. You should know there's a mitzvah essay to rest on Yom Tov. The Melom, V'yeinesa doicha loitasei v'yesei. Anytime you do a malachim on Yom Tov, it's not only called your over Elois Asay, it's called your over in Yisra Asay also. By doing a malacha, that's called you do not rest. So you're being over in Yisra Asay. So if you want to burn this kachim on Yom Tov, by burning, doing the malacha of Avara, you're doing two Yisurim. You're over Allah for doing the malacha burning, and you're over the Yisra Asay for not resting. So that's the klal we have always. Esay is doich Elois Asay, but ain't Esay doich Elois Asay be Asay.
Because there's another Isser Asay involved.
Don't we always say, Mayu Mahayasay? Who says the Yesay of burning it is more important than the Yesay to rest on Yom Tov? So you have a doubt which one to do. We say, Shevi Atasi, don't do anything. That's why the Mishnah said you're not allowed to burn the Kachim on Yom Tov. Because burning is a Laysa Say and an Isser Asay, and you can't be doicha that with Stamin Esay.
So the Mishnah. Kol ha-nechal b'shar ha-godol. If you have a big animal, any type of meat that's edible there, then yoichel b'gdi harach. There's a mitzvah esrei, korban pesach, to eat that meat on a nice young gdi, young goat. So the chiddush is that, of course, when you have a young goat, sometimes a lot of the meat is edible right now. Mashenkei, when the goat grows older, becomes older, that meat will become too hard, it won't be edible. So the chiddush is, right now there's no mitzvah to eat it. Anything that later on it's going to get hard, even though now it's soft, there's no mitzvah to eat that meat. There's only a mitzvah to eat the meat that even when the animal will get older, it'll still be edible. So Rashi, kol ha-nechal b'shar ha-godol, shekvar huksha kol ma shosel lakshas boy. Any part of the meat that's going to get hard already got hard. So any part of the meat that you can eat from an older animal is the mitzvah by korban pesach yoichal b'gdi arach royal la'achilu b'pesach. That's the mitzvah to eat it now by this korban pesach. Ben Shemini Yomim, even though a Korban Pesach could only be, if you want, only 8 days old. And Mela, most of the meat is still soft edible there. But something by an older animal, you don't eat it. You're not allowed to include yourself to eat it. You're not making the mitzvah to eat it by this young animal. Even though right now it's nice soft meat, but still, since eventually when it grows older, the meat, it won't be edible anymore. That's not cold meat. That's roi to mekayim the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. Now the Mishnah says, "V'roshe kunafayim v'yaschusim." So it doesn't say exactly what the din of these things are. Rashi says it means korin tiburis shebrosh gaf hakatif on the top of the shoulder. This type of meat here, v'yaschusim shara sochet sheboy going to look oizen. The part of the ear, the yatzuch liyachozef on the breast, the yatzloyes saktanois, the smaller ribs, shebeseif hashedra, the bottom of the shedra. In other words, these type of meats are type of meats that when the animal is young it's soft, and when it gets older it gets harder. So the Mishnah doesn't say clearly what the din of these cases are. You can learn it means to say these are the borderlines, that these things, even though they get harder later, they're still edible. These things you could be mekayim the mitzvah. All right, we'll see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means to say. So just says the rosh kenafayim, the top part of the sockets of the sides, and the other parts vaschusim, that's a soft type of meat around the ear or around the breasts or around the ribs. Those things have a certain halacha. We'll see in the Gemara. But Rabba Rami, Rabbi Yitzchak the Rakasha, Tanan, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, kol anecha b'sher agodl. Anything that's edible by an older animal, yoichel b'gdi yarach. That meat you could be mekayim the mitzvah by a young animal. V'shein anechol, but something that's not edible when it gets older is like, even though now when the animal is nice and young and soft, you could eat it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Savakash ein maseifam. What does the end of the Mishnah say? It says rosh kenafayim, the top part of the shoulder bone, v'yaschusim, or else this type of the meat that go around the breast or around the ribs. That these things, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. The question is, so he's learning that the Mishnah says these meats, you could also be mekayim the mitzvah. If you eat it by a young animal, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the question is, v'ahani loy mesakta b'shar ha-godol. These things, the top socket of the shoulder bone, it's not edible by an older animal. So why does the Mishnah say these things you are yaitzah? The chur's not edible. Chur's a stira. Elo zater tanoi enechnami. The Mishnah means it's a machlokes tanoim. V'ochi ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. Kol ha-nechel b'shar ha-godol. Any type of meat that's edible when the animal is older is yoichel b'gdi yarach. You're allowed to eat it when the animal is young and you're mekayim the mitzvah. V'shein ha-nechel loy. Any meat though that's older, you can't eat it. Now when it's young, even though it's edible right now, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. V'yeshayimim. This is what you have to hear to our Mishnah. And some say, af rosh ha-kenafayim v'yaschusim. Some say no. That even the head, the top part of his bone, and the top part of the ears or the ribs, even though right now by older animal it's too hard, still by younger one you could be yotze. Rashi says v'yeshar ma'af means hoyelu b'sher agodu gufein misachli b'shlika bishul yotze. Then some say no, Yeshayim, even this thing also could be Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because since by an older Ashur, true, it's hard to eat it, but if you cook it up a lot, Peshlikti means Bisha, you cook it up a lot, it becomes edible. So something you cook up a lot, you could make it edible by an older animal, now when it's young, you can be eaten the way it is right now. And Echnami, that's what the Mishnah means to say. Rav says, no, Mahen Ketoni, there's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining what does it say before. It's Rash Rochi Koma. Kol Anecha B'Sher HaGodol B'Shlika Yoicha B'Di Arach. Sleep. The Mishnah means this, that anything that's edible by an older animal, even though you can't eat it only roasting it, you could only eat it if you cook it up a lot and a lot, still you're allowed to eat it by a Shor HaRach, even though there you just have to make tli, just roast it. V'Ochi Ketoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Anecha B'Sher HaGodol. Any ton of meat, any part of the meat from an older animal that you could eat, bishalko, that true, you have to cook it up a lot. If you roast it, you won't be able to eat it, it's too hard. But if you cook it up a lot, it is edible. By the young Korban Pesach, you're even allowed to eat that meat just roasting it. Even though if it comes harder, you won't be able to eat it roasting. But since it's edible at some point by cooking it a lot, now you can eat it bitli also. What are these cases, these examples, that by an older animal you have to cook it very hard? Still, since it's edible that way, you can eat it now when a young one, normal, roasting it. These are the cases, Rosh Hashanah, the top part of the socket of the bone, and the asusim, the parts around the rib, around the breast. So, of course, he's learning there's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is also explaining itself. Tanya Kavosa the Rav. I bring your riot to Rav, there's no steer in the Mishnah. It's just explaining itself. Kol HaNecha B'Sher HaGodol, Bishalka. Any type of meat that you could eat, an older meat, an older animal, that you have to cook it hard, you're allowed to eat that meat by a young animal, even just roasting it. Umahain, what are these examples? What are the cases? Rosh Hashanah, the top part of the meat around the top socket of the jawbone, v'yachskusim, and what in the fats or the meats around the breast, around the ribs, v'gidimarakim. Now what about soft veins? Nidonim kibosar. Soft veins are like regular bones that you're allowed to eat. You could be mekayim the mitzvah by soft bones, by soft veins. Gemara Itma. We learned like this, the Gemara in Chulin. Gidim, what about your veins? Eventually they're going to become very hard. But right now they're soft. What do these veins have? Rashi, Gidim, Shesayfen Lahakshayis. Gidei Tzavr. Heard about the veins in the neck. Uvegdiyo Tler, Hein Rakin. By the young animals, they're very soft. When the animal will get older, at the end, those veins will be very hard. What's the locker right now? Is this vein edible or not? Could you be eating these veins of a Korban Pesach and Mekayim the Mitzvah or not? So Machloikis, Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Nivnim Aleim Pesach. Since right now it's edible, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you could be Nivnim of a Korban Pesach. Resh Lakish Amar, Ein Nivnim. Resh Lakish says, no, you can't be Nivnim. Ein Nivnim Aleim Pesach. Rabbi Yechonon Nimnim Alei Rabbi Yechonon says you could do it. Why? Bosa Hashreslin. We go Bosa right now. Right now these veins are soft, they're edible. It's called meat. There's a mitzvah to eat it. If you eat it, you mekayim the mitzvah. Resh Lakish Shomar Ein Nimnim Aleim. No. Why? Bosa Sofer Aslinin. Go Bosa the end. Even though right now they're edible, but since eventually when the animal gets older, these veins in the neck become very hard. They won't be edible then. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah right now. Eisvei Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. So Resh Lakish yes, the kash to Rabbi Yechonon. Our Mishnah says, Kol anecho boser agodom, yoichol b'gdi arach. Any type of meat that's edible by the older animal, you can eat when it's young. Umahin, what are these cases? Rosh Hashanah, the asuchsim. Only these type, the top part of the socket of the jaw there, of the bone, and the top part of the ribs, that's edible. Mashenken, haniyin, it's mashem, only these things. That even when they get older, it's still edible like they shlikam. If you cook it up a lot, you can still eat it. Therefore, it's called edible. Mashma v'gidim, mashenke, the veins in the neck, she'esayfen lahakshayis, that those things will become so hard that when the animal becomes old, you won't eat it at all. Lai, mashma can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Says the kash on Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, look at the vein right now. Since right now the vein is soft, it's edible right now, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Correct Resh Lakish, it's a theory, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says no. Anything of an older animal that's not edible, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah by a young animal. So who are these veins, since at the older, they get too hard to eat, so why does Rav Yechonon say now, you could eat them and be Mekayim the Mitzvah? or Malay, so Rabbi Yechiel answers back, Tono, Hani Vuadim Lahanech. No, that's what our Mishnah at the end says, that V'roshay Kenafayim, V'achsusim, it doesn't only mean these two cases. It means other ones also. Enechnam, it means veins also. Any type of a vein also would be edible later on, Ayadei Shlika. Of a Zoi, Hani my timer. What's the svar for these things? So a Mesachli B'shur Agoda B'shalko. Why do you say the top part of this bone and the ribs and the breast you could eat, even though it's very hard? That there it says, because even though they get older, the animals, but you could cook that meat a lot, and if you cook it a lot, you make it edible. The same svar applies to these veins in the neck. Misachli v'shar agoda b'shalka. True, they're hard veins, but I call upon them, if you cook them up a lot, you could make them edible. Since you could make them edible, it's bechlal the Mishnah that these things you could also be mekayim the mitzvah by a young korban pesach. Omalei Rabbi Yamila Rav Avin. So Rabbi Yamila told Rav Avin, ki azlis lekayim the Rabavua. When you go in front and you visit the Rabavua, Romilei, ask him these questions. Mi yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Did Rabbi Yechanan say this, that gidim shesayf and hakshes, that these veins in the neck, that eventually when the animal gets older, will become so hard, you won't be able to eat them later. Still right now, when the animal is young, nibna maleim a pesach, you're allowed to include yourself in the korban pesach. You're allowed to just eat these veins. And the kind of mitzvah, alma, what do you see? Rabbi Yechanan says, basar hashteras linen. We go basar the way it is right now. Since right now it's a young vein, the animal's young, the veins are edible, it's good. I vo boyim anei resh lakish Rabbi Yechanan. Resh lakish est his kashat Rabbi Yechanan, gemorin chulin. Resh lakish yes Rabbi Yechanan. Or harosh. What about the skin around the head? Shel egel arach, from a nice young calf. Mal shiatama. What's the locha? That is have a din tumor or not? Is it makabu tumor or not? Now the locha is only an oichel is makabu tumor. Since the skin is edible, it's makabu tumor. If the skin is not edible, it's not makabu tumor. So Rashi says, egel arach. Before we overwrite it, kol zaman shiyoni. Kol zaman the animal is still nursing. V'yor roishoi rach. Then the skin of its head is very soft. Your mama's treated with the meat. So he asked the Mishaila, Mal Shitama Tumas Oichlin. Bosser asked, what was your Shlokish Shaila? Do you go, Bosser, right now? Right now the skin is very soft, it's edible. So Mela's called an Oichl, and therefore if a sheriff touches it, it's Makabu Tuma. Umetami. Oi, Bosser, Soichlin, do we go, Bosser? No. Look, if this animal will grow up, the skin on the face, on the head becomes very hard, it's not edible. Therefore, Vienna Matama. That's what Rashlokish Yesh Rabbi Yechlin. The Yom Malay, you know what Rabbi Yechanan answered back? Ain't Matama. Rabbi Yechanan answered back, no. This young skin now is not Makabu Tumah. Even though right now it's edible, right now you eat the skin with the meat, but since when the animal would eventually, it would have grown up, on an older animal you don't eat the skin, you see you go bust a seifah. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. Here Rabbi Yechanan says by these veins, you could be Makam the Mitzvah's Pesah. Go bust now they're soft. Even though later they'll get too hard. You go bust the way it is right now. So why does it say the skin of the head of an eagle is not makabu tumah? Alma b'saifas dinim. And the Gemara Amalei, so he answered back, the Rami Lecho, whoever asked this question, Lechosh Lekimchom, doesn't care about his flour. In other words, it's much like you're grinding flour and you don't know what type of flour you need. What does that mean? That Ohod Debei Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Taka was Chayzer over there in the Gemara in the Chulin, Lagarba the Resh Lakish. V'yomalei, al takni tenish yabloshin yochanani shaynoiso, enich nami, Rabbi Yechanan Taka was Chayzer there in the Gemara. And he Taka holds that the skin of a soft calf, you go buster right now. Since right now it is edible, it is makabu tumah. Shrash yodabe Rabbi Yechanan, me yodigid, no, forget, Rashi learns. Hey, so how did Rabbi Yechanan may how the give in Joseph and Hakshis? For the Yom Bishloi Beim Makasha, who Pashtin lay me how the operator forget. I mean, the Kasha was a good Kasha, but Rabbi Yechanan there in the Gemara was Chayza for what he said over here, and he says that he goes Vosa the way it is at the end. Since at the end the skin will become hard, it's not edible, it's not makabu tumah and echnami. Who adin these gidim now? You're not allowed to eat them for the Korban Pesach. Even though right now the veins are soft, they're edible, but since when the animal gets older, they'll become very hard, the veins, it's not edible, you go bust a seifah, and you're not making the mitzvah. Vashin lem yod the orba roitid. The chiposhet le Rabbi Yechin olam hi eim atam v'yos v'yos lakish. Zid orba roitid, l'toni lom roitid with him. Alma bost ashtar zinim, v'yom Rabbi Yechin, and al tatin heri bost emishtah, shevlosh nyachin en ishoy noisa. Alma mi kor yavi samach Rabbi Yechin olay, a polik begidim seif lakshis. V'yitko v'yichid hi, v'ad abay. Then he was Chayza Taker, and Rabbi Yechanan Taker is Moida, that you go boss the Seifa. Therefore, there's no steering in Rabbi Yechanan.
Right, stop here.